This is the story of a ragtag bunch of church members who set out to perform a Christmas play, and the director, who tried his hardest to just keep it all together. The glory of Christmas.
I am the longest-running cast member of the Nativity Ensemble of our church. Well, I don't like to mention it, but I am a formerly trained prodigy of the theater arts.
Having Dan as part of our cast is fantastic.
Lord, I am surely blessed beyond measure.
Okay, good. Let's do it again, but this time with more emotion, okay? Hey, I want you to Meryl Streep this up, okay?
You got it.
Dan thinks he's helping, but all he does is compare everything to Meryl Streep.
Tony, need you to channel your inner Meryl.
My dear Mary,
stop. I need to Meryl this over for a minute. Oh, this is no way to treat your actors. Meryl would have seen this and walked immediately.
Really, Dan? Because this potato salad looks so Meryl right now.
Suddenly, the most splendiferous heavenly being appeared to my cohorts and me.
Stick to the script, please.
Okay, Joel, it's called The Glory of Christmas. I think the shepherds deserve a little more poetic language, don't you think?
It's the Bible, Dan. God may beg to differ with you.
By day, I make a living as an accountant, but a dedicated one. But a dedicated actor must lose themselves and fully become the character.
Do you have any questions for me at all?
What's that smell?
Green pastures. Green pastures, Annette. I am so method. I haven't bathed in a month.
You really need to take a bath.
I can't.
These shepherds were society's misfits, you know. They were, sure, transfixed by a choir of angels, but also amazed that God had chosen them. They were the scrawny kid in PE. Yeah, the nerd who went alone to the prom. Yeah, they were the glee club president twice. Yeah. They were the least of these.
God asked me to be the keeper of the most important message that's ever been kept. To tell everyone that he sent the greatest gift ever, the Prince of Peace. The lowest in the land is given the highest honor.
What's that smell?
Good morning, Lifeway. Good morning, Lifeway Live. It's good to see y'all this morning. Good to be here with you. Hopefully, y'all have taken a bath sometime within the last 30 days. So you don't smell like Dan the Shepherd, but anyways, well, we're continuing on in our series, The Glory of Christmas. And so The Glory of Christmas is this series about, you know, all the awesome things that the Christmas story tells us, how Mary, you know, Mary's life was interrupted, but that was God's plan, and how God uses the unlikeliest of people for His will. And so today we continue on in that story with the shepherds. As we think about the shepherds, let me ask you something. Have you ever experienced something really strange? Something that you would exclaim, that's just bizarre. Okay, maybe like a a flying pig, okay? You've heard the expression, when pigs fly, right? I don't know what it is that you've experienced that's bizarre, but when you see that, when you experience, you know, you're just kind of shocked, right? You're just kind of struck, like, what did I just see? What did I just witness? It, you know, sometimes it takes a while to compute what it is that just happened. Well, it's kind of like our story today with the shepherds. Kind of like God sending an angel to appear to the shepherds. And when you think about this story, you know, some things kind of come up. And when you read it, you kind of think this, like, who thought this up? Whose idea was this? Shepherds? Really? I mean, didn't God know the rulers who were in the palace? Didn't He know them? Didn't He know the religious leaders of that day? Why shepherds? Well, of course He knew all those people, but the message wasn't for them, was it? God knew that He wanted this message about the birth of Jesus Christ. He knew that He wanted that to go to these shepherds. Kind of reminds us of last week's message, what Pastor Glenn said, and that is that God chooses the least likely to accomplish His will. And I think if we were to be honest, and we as we look at our lives, we would say, I am so thankful and I am so grateful that God chooses the least likely, like me, to accomplish His will. Because I'm not special, and chances are you're not special either. You're just an ordinary person. But amen that God uses ordinary people to accomplish what He wants to do. Have you ever heard the expression, God works in mysterious ways? I love what is said in Isaiah about God. He says that my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. He says my thoughts and my ways are much higher than your ways. So when we look at this story and when we look at several things in God's Word and we don't understand, why is it that God would do it that way? It's because His ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And I'm so glad that they are, to involve people like these shepherds in this amazing Christmas story. So let's read this story today. Let's discover it for ourselves. We're going to look at verse 8 of Luke chapter 2, verse 8, says this, in the same region, so what region is that? Bethlehem, okay? In the same region, there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. In fact, in Scripture, most of the time when you see an angel appearing to someone, what do they have to say? Exactly what they say here. Do not be afraid. Because when the angel appears, it's a scary thing, apparently. So much so that they have to say, the first thing out of their lips is, hey, do not be afraid. Okay? Please don't run away and scream. As it says in verse 10, but the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there appeared with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom He is pleased. Here we see the angels showing up and delivering to these shepherds this amazing message, this amazing story of what they will find. So when God thought, who is going to spread the news? He skipped over CNN. He skipped over MSNBC. He even skipped over Fox News, and He went straight to just some old boy out there working in the fields. He went to Joe and Bob, who were keeping watch over the flock by night. Kind of sounds weird, doesn't it? Wouldn't the birth of the King of Kings be announced in the palace Wouldn't it be announced in the temple where the priests were? Well, it turns out maybe these people weren't where they needed to be. They weren't right with God, were they? In fact, you see in Matthew 23, 29 through 35, you see Jesus' people, just as the angel said. Now, the shepherds would have been kind of your everyday person back then, your blue-collar worker. So, you know, today we would think of them as maybe steel workers or auto workers or, you know, the person who's out on the farm or, you know, the oil worker. That's the everyday person that we're talking about. That's the shepherds. And so the shepherds were your blue-collar worker, your everyday person. Did they stink like in the video? Yeah, they probably stunk a little bit. But that was a good job. It was a job that needed to be done. In fact, what's interesting is in this region, you would have had some of the temple flock watched by shepherds. And so it's very possible that these shepherds could have been watching the temple flock where, you know what they did with those sheep? They took them from the flock, took them to the temple and offered them on the altar for the sins. And so it's possible that as a traveler came to Jerusalem, they would stop by and they would purchase their lamb from this flock. And they would take that lamb to the altar where its throat would be slit and its blood would be drained out over the altar. And it would be offered as a sacrifice to God, as a sin offering. And so here it's possible that these shepherds are the ones that were watching the lambs that were offered. And here they get this good news that the Lamb of God, that will take away the sins of the world, is in this manger right over here. Go and see for yourselves. You see, the point is that God knew all along that He wanted His angels to share the good news with shepherds in order to demonstrate that the good news of Jesus isn't for the palaces. It's not just for the religious righteous or for the church, nor is it just for the lowly beggar, but it's for everyone, for every single person. And I know maybe in your life you've been at that point in your life you think there's no way that this gospel message could be for me because I am a wretched sinner. I've messed up. I've done all this type of stuff. But I'm telling you, the gospel, the good news is for you. It's for everyone. It's for the president of the land, and it's for the homeless. It's for us that put our jeans on one leg at a time and get up and go to work every morning. It's also for the bum that's on the couch too. Did you know that? It's for red and it's for blue. It's for everyone. The good news of Jesus Christ is for everyone. And I love that He picks these shepherds. And just what would you do? Here you are, you're minding your business, you're watching your flock at night, and then bam, an angel of the Lord appears. And then after He gives His initial message, boom, another heavenly host stands and they say, "Glory to God in the highest." You're like, "What is happening?" Like, I didn't sign up for this tonight, okay? I didn't bring my extra change of shorts with me. But I think we'll see in just a second in our story, those shepherds were sure glad that they got the good news. So let's look at verses 15 and 16. It says this, "When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds began saying to one another, 'Let us go straight to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.' So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in a manger." You see, good news is worth the investigation. Good news is worth the investigation. What did they do when they heard this message? They decided to sit back down and say, "Well, can't leave these sheep. These sheep are just too important. We can't go check that out." No. What did they do? Did they turn on the game and watch the rest of the game? What's the Bible say they did? Y'all know the answer. They said this. They said, we better get. We better go right now. Come on. Come on, grab your shepherd's cane. Come on, let's go. And they took off. Because this good news was too good to just stand around, to sit around and wonder if it comes true. They wanted to go and see it for themselves. So they hurried to go and find Mary and Joseph. And so just imagine they go past the first Holiday Inn, and then this the next one, and then they pass the Marriott, and then they pass the Hilton, and then they end up finding Manger 6. It's just like Motel 6, where they'll keep the light on for you. Just so happens it's the light of the world, though. I know, that's not that great. I know, it's. But anyways, Manger 6 is what they found. They found the manger. Where the light of the world was. You see, the shepherds were diligent in their search for this baby, the one who is the Savior, Christ the Lord. Maybe you've heard the story of Jesus. Maybe you've heard it. Maybe this is your first time hearing it. Or maybe you've heard it dozens of times, but you've never put the effort forth to go and see if it is true. You've never put the effort forth to read these words for yourself, to read God's Word for yourself, to discover what God's Word says, the truth of what His Word says. You know, there's a man, his name is Josh McDowell. He's a very famous author, and I think he's authored over about 150 books. But there's one in particular that he set out to write. He set out to write a book to disprove Christianity. And so he was an agnostic, and he sets to write this book to disprove the story about Christ and Christianity as a whole. And you know what he does? He finds out that it's true. He finds out that the story of Jesus Christ has more evidence than the other, that it didn't happen. There's more evidence that Jesus Christ was a person, that these things happened, and that God's Word is true. And so in his search and in his research and his investigation to disprove Christianity, he ends up proving it and becomes a Christian himself. You see, when you hear such a radical story, it's worth the investigation. You got to check it out. You know what I'm talking about. You've heard the person who says, have you seen that video? And then they tell you what it's about, and you're like, what are you talking about? No, I've got to go see it for myself. So you go to YouTube, you type it in, and you're like, oh my goodness, you're right. It did happen. I saw it with my own eyes. You see, this good news was worth the investigation. That's why they hurried to see. They wanted to see if it was true. So in a world where bad news is what receives the most investigation and attention, be like the shepherds and pursue the truly good news of Jesus Christ. Study God's Word. Learn what it says. Now let's pick up at verse 17. It says this, when they had seen this, so what is it they had seen? They had seen that what the angels had said were true. They see the newborn king. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. Can you imagine what that was like for the shepherds? Here you have Mary and Joseph. And they come and they see Jesus. Don't you think they were sitting there sharing with Mary and Joseph exactly what happened? You won't believe it. There was an angel, and then there was a heavenly host, and Mary and Joseph were like, yeah, we know. We know because it happened to us too. We were visited by an angel. An angel came in a dream. So we understand. It's not that unbelievable. But for the shepherds, this was something awesome, something new. And so as they shared that testimony with Mary and Joseph. And then it says that they went and they shared it with more. Verse 18. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds went back glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them. Went back glorifying and praising God because what they heard from the angels was true. That Jesus Christ, the Messiah, was born that evening. So after the shepherds saw for themselves that this good news was true, they just had to share it. Have you ever received good news that you just had to share? Have you? I remember when I came home one afternoon or evening or whatever it was, and Lauren's in the kitchen. Kitchen and living room was literally like this long by that narrow. It was a little TBI apartment. But anyways, you could basically, you walk in the kitchen and you're through the front door. The kitchen was the back door, by the way. So anyways, it was real small, but here there she is, and she goes, "I'm pregnant." I'm like, "What? I'm pregnant with, you know, this is for Chase. This is our first child." And I'm like, "You are?" And I remember being so excited because I was going to be a dad. And then you know what I had to do? I had to call my parents. I had to call them and tell them the good news because I'm going to be a dad. And now, you know, that little bitty baby, he's a 10-year-old boy that you'll see blazing through here sometimes. But I had to go and share that news because it was good news. Because I knew when I shared it, my mom and my dad would be rejoicing with me, just as Lauren would call and call her mom and her dad, and they would rejoice with her. It's good news. I believe that some of us, when we receive good news, if we didn't share it, we'd blow up. We just like that bird that got hit by Randy Johnson's pitch, just poof. Okay? Good news needs to be shared. It has to be shared. Because if you have this great news and you don't share it, it doesn't benefit anybody else. Put yourself in the shepherd's shoes. Oh, sorry, in the shepherd's sandals. Let's get that right? How would you react? Just if you need to close your eyes to picture this, do that. But how would you react if you heard the angel say this to you and then you went to see it for yourself and you saw that it was true? How would you react? Maybe some of us would shout hallelujah and we'd be a crazy person for the next several days. Others of us, we would, you know, we'd make sure all of our friends and family heard it and say, "Pass on the news." Some of us might be like Mary, as it says that she treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. But here's the thing. When we see the story of these shepherds, we think that they're unique because they got to hear this incredible story. And indeed they were. But here's the thing. The same story that the shepherds heard, you've heard. You have the same story. You have the same good news that the shepherds heard. And it is the good news that Jesus Christ is born. And His birth is so important. That's why we celebrate it every year. Because Christmas isn't about some fat guy in a jolly old, you know, red and white thing. Although that's awesome. It's not about him. It's not about presents. It's not about all the lights, although those things are beautiful. It is about Jesus Christ and Him alone. That's what Christmas is all about. And if you didn't have Christmas, you wouldn't have Easter. See, they're tied. They're two sides of the same coin. They're tied together. You can't separate them. So we celebrate the good news of the birth of Jesus Christ. You see, the story of Jesus as the Savior of the whole world was meant for you on its way to someone else. It's meant for you on its way to someone else. So here it is. You have the best news. You have the best news ever, and that is that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin. He lived a perfect life. He was sinless, and he died on the cross for our sins, something that he did not deserve. And he was buried. And 3 days later, he rose again. That's the gospel message. And that is the best news ever. So share it. Share it. Be loud and proud. I'm just going to go ahead and say this. If other people can be loud and proud about all the silliness that they are loud and proud about, can't we as Christians be loud and proud about the good news of Jesus Christ? I think we should. Because what happens is when we are loud and proud, when we share the good news, we'll do exactly what the shepherds did. We're going to leave glorifying and praising God because of what he's done. Because the gospel message, it is the power of God unto salvation, both to the Jew and to the Greek. That's why Paul says, I am not ashamed of that. So we share it because it glorifies and it praises God. Just right quick, let's read verse 20 one more time. The shepherds went back glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen just as had been told them. What would it have been to be in the presence of the shepherds that night? To see the excitement in their eyes, to hear how they praise God. Do you think the way that they sung those songs, whatever it was that they were singing, do you think that it changed? You see, when you meet the Savior, your praise should change. And hopefully that has occurred in your life. So what is our bottom line? What's the whole thing about? Well, the glory of Christmas is that good news is for everyone. It was entrusted to shepherds, just common guys, your blue-collar workers. And it still brings peace to all who believe and call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want to point something out to you quickly. Verse 14, he says, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among them with whom he is pleased. So this peace is offered to whom he is pleased with. And who is it that God is pleased with? Those who've called upon his name. So that message is beautiful for those of us who have believed. But if you haven't believed, it's not a peaceful message to you. Why? Because you're not at peace with God's Son. But you can be. You can be by repenting of your sins, believing, and trusting in Jesus Christ. So what are our next steps? What are we to do with this, our story today of the shepherds? Well, rejoice. Rejoice because this good news is for you. And I know it may be one of those things that we kind of take it for granted, but I really mean that. Rejoice because this good news is for you. Be excited about it. Be excited that Jesus Christ shared this good news with us. So rejoice. And then read God's word. Discover more about God and more about his truths. And then we proclaim the good news of this great joy to all people. We share it because good news needs to be shared. What a night it must have been for those shepherds to experience all that they had experienced. But I'm so glad that God chose those shepherds to be the ones that got the good news out that Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Savior, is born today. Let's go to God in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this wonderful news that you have shared with us through your word. Oh, to be just a sheep in that flock that night, to see the angels and the heavenly hosts that proclaim the truth of who you are. Oh, it would have been so awesome to experience that. And you chose these shepherds, these guys who were everyday workers, hard workers, who were diligent, who had their flock, and they guarded that flock just as you protect and watch out for us. And so these guys, they were careful to do what their job was. And then they experienced this great event. They go and they see Jesus, the newborn king, the Lamb of God. They can't help but go and share and proclaim this good news to everyone that they come in contact with. So I just pray and ask that you would allow this message, this story of the shepherds, that it would impact us, that we would understand that everyone is used in your story, that we all help tell the awesome story of what Jesus Christ is doing in this world. And so we won't consider ourselves insignificant or that we're, you know, that we can't do this job, but that we can be used by the King of Kings. I pray that you would help us as we study your word, as we grow deeper and we get deeper into your word, that we would have better understanding, because we know that to have better understanding of your word means that we will draw closer to you and we will be more like you. And Lord, I hope that for each person here and each person watching online, that is their goal. I pray and ask that you would please help us to be faithful as we share this good news, this life-changing message with the world that desperately needs it. Please help us to be used by you. Please help us to surrender our lives to you. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.